Well, for me, it was an incredibly disappointing speech, promising a lot more of the same. Really, it was promising nearly every single broken Liberal promise of the past. So it's a lot of new spending, but nothing to help Canadians who are worried about their health or their loved ones, their jobs, or for those of us who are living in the north.
You talk about the spending, and you and I talked earlier that you wanted to see a responsible plan to manage the deficit.
Yeah, I think that's should be very concerning for all Canadians. Right now, the nonpartisan parliamentary budget officer has said that if we continue on the current spending plan, it will be unsustainable in as early as 2 years. And I think with this phone speech, we're seeing a government who's looking at going far beyond that, not just maintaining the current spending plan, but even going further. And we would like to see a plan that supports the private sector, supports our small businesses, and allows the economy to get running again and provide jobs and provide support for Canadians who need it during this challenging time, while managing our country's finances in a responsible way to preserve these services for future generations.
Did you hear anything for Northern Ontario?
Very little. One thing I did hear was explicitly that the government was going to continue to further restrict firearms rights. And in a speech filled with vague promises and platitudes, I found it was interesting that they chose to explicitly target firearms owners in Northern Canada once again. But I'll tell you this, I was happy to see that they were talking about missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, that they were talking about the need for drinking water, infrastructure, internet connectivity, and many of those improvements. But the thing is, these are all promises that the Liberals have made before, and they've been in power for 5 years and have failed to deliver. So I have very little expectation that this will be any different than the times past.
In your mind, what happens next? Sounds like your party won't be supporting the front speech.
Well, as it stands now, this speech is definitely something we can't support. So, the debate is beginning today in the House of Commons. I will be tuning in virtually for this portion. But we'll be having debate. People will be bringing forward different amendments. And, I'm not going to really speculate too much about what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, other than the discussions are going to happen. And we'll hope to see some improvements made.